About 70 people live in a homeless camp underneath the Miami Bridge. Many have been released from prison after serving time for sex offenses and have nowhere else to live because of residency restrictions. But Miami's city manager sent a letter this week asking Governor Charlie Crist to relocate the people who live under the Julia Tuttle Causeway. Howard Simon, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, blames both the governor and local elected officials for taking advantage of the public's fear of where released sex offenders reside.
And they exploited that public concern by enacting a patchwork of quilt of residency requirements that exceeded the state requirement that released sex offenders not reside within 1,000 feet of some area where children gather. And some of the local communities enacted ordinances requiring 2,500 feet, 2,000 feet. In many places, in effect, this was essentially banishment from the community.
Released sex offenders in Florida may not live within 1,000 feet of schools, parks, and other areas where children gather. But like many other communities, Miami has increased that restriction to 2,500 feet. That excludes almost the entire Miami-Dade County, except for Everglades Wilderness and a state-owned patch underneath the Julia Tuttle Causeway. Ron Book is board chair of the Miami-Dade Homeless Trust and describes himself as an advocate for victims' rights and for the 2,500-foot residency restriction.
When offenders have been leaving the prison system, the Department of Corrections, when they couldn't find housing for these folks, have been actually assigning these folks to a residence under the Julia Tuttle Causeway. They've actually, in many instances, have driver's license with under the Julia Tuttle Causeway as their listed address.
Book blames the state's Department of Corrections, who he says the Homeless Trust has been communicating with for over a year,
for a better way to discharge these folks from the prison system so that they weren't discharging people into a state of homelessness. Frankly, we find the department's position to be reprehensible. They have, in effect, decided they were going to just discharge people into homelessness, which is just wrong. We negotiated an agreement a year ago with a number of people in the community that discharged people from facilities and institutions, and one of them was the Department of Corrections. We made changes to our agreement. The department refused to sign it. It is unsanitary. It is terrible. It is a blight on the community, and we have no one but the Department of Corrections to thank for this situation.
Gretel Plessinger is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Corrections. She says that as of Tuesday, only 41 of the people living under the bridge are sex offenders on probation under state jurisdiction.
We'll do anything that it takes, and if he has any ideas, you know, we would love to know them. The issue that we have with those sex offenders is the residency restrictions make it, first of all, very difficult for them to find a place to live. Secondly, you have to realize a lot of these people don't have much money anyway, so they're limited by that way as well. It's their responsibility to find a place to live, but our probation officers work this situation daily to try to find a place for them to live, and we'll continue to do so.
In a letter this week to Governor Charlie Crist, Miami City Manager Pete Hernandez demanded that the state relocate the people living under the bridge because of its proximity to a spoil island. The island is known as Picnic Island No. 4 and is less than the local limit of 2,500 feet, but more than the state limit of 1,000 feet from the encampment. WMNF attempted to speak with Hernandez, but he was not available by airtime. Miami-Dade Homeless Trust's Ron Book says the island is considered a public park.
Well, the fact of the matter is they shouldn't have assigned people under the Julia Tuttle or this wouldn't be an issue. But the fact is the Julia Tuttle Causeway is 1,200 feet from this island. The island is a park. It is designated in the city's master plan as a park. And that's what the ordinance says, 2,500 feet from parks. And that makes these people 1,200 feet from that park. And it's off limits. And it doesn't matter whether there's one person there, there's five people there, there's 50 people who go to that park. The fact is it's a park where children go, and they have a responsibility to not put people within that distance, and they're doing it.
But the State Department of Corrections' Gretel Plessinger disagrees with the city's designation of the island as a park.
Most of these sex offenders, or many of them, have lived at this location for more than a couple of years now. That island is someplace where boaters go to have a picnic. There's not a playground on the island. It's not considered a park.
The ACLU of Florida's Howard Simon says that officials have created a statewide homelessness, public health, and public safety crisis.
Through the exploitation of this issue by local politicians and the inattention by state officials, we now have a crisis in which each party is pointing the finger at the other party. As you indicated, the state is saying this is a problem for local communities, and local communities are pointing the finger at state officials saying, you placed and you put these people under the bridge, and being under the bridge is close to this island, which we consider a park, and therefore it's in violation of local ordinance. Let me just reemphasize, there's plenty of blame to go around.
Simon claims that Governor Charlie Crist has, quote, looked the other way in the hopes that this issue would not get attention. Simon recommends a statewide task force to determine solutions.
Certainly it would address creating housing for people who are ultimately going to be released from our correction system, and also addressing the patchwork of laws and local ordinances that have created this crisis. There is a statewide standard, and there are local communities throughout the state that have enacted ordinances that go beyond and I think are in conflict with the statewide standard, and that is what has created this crisis. Those would be the housing and the patchwork of local ordinances.